this morning from KSL is Sam Farnsworth, who will have a chance to talk a little NHL hockey with. Sam, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Sam. We appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today. And I have been bragging you up. You need to know this. Whenever this hockey whenever this hockey thing comes up, I say, hey, Sam Farnsworth, he was out in front on this before anybody else that we talked to. We were talking baseball, and then you would always drop in. He's like, hey, don't be surprised if hockey actually happens before baseball. And then we're like, okay, yeah, whatever, Sam. And then, boom, it happens. And I'm like, you know what? You were right on the money with that with this thing.
Well, it helped that I want to use the word we, but the state of Utah or whatever, the fan base, that there was an owner that had billions of dollars and who had mentioned in the past that he wanted to spend it on another major pro sports team. But, yeah, just the little pieces started to evolve, and it just, you could kind of see the dots ahead that would be connected here and where the potential paths to getting NHL to Utah were. And it would just kind of felt like, you know what? That could happen actually really quick. And it even happened a lot quicker than I think even anyone else would have anticipated, just the way the dominoes fell in Arizona that opened the gateway for Ryan Smith to actually purchase this team and bring it to Utah. But here we are today with an NHL team in the state of Utah now. It's pretty awesome.
It happened so fast, but it has fit so well so quickly also. Talk to us about the season ticket sales out of the gate. I mean, it's just been – it's been incredible how fast the community has grabbed hold of this team already.
I think it was within the first, like, 4 hours or something like that, that it was up to 6,000, 7,000 deposits on season tickets. The last I've heard now, it's over 30,000 deposits on a season ticket. So basically a $100 deposit per seat, I believe, is what it is. It's fully refundable if you don't end up getting your tickets, or if you don't end up wanting to purchase one of the season ticket packages. And from what I've heard from a few people I know that have deposits on the tickets, is that you get anywhere from like a 10-game package to a half season to the full season package. So just the fact that there were that many deposits that quickly, I mean, the first 24 hours it was over 20,000, right? That alone showed how hungry the fan base was for another pro sports team, and the interest in NHL hockey and the excitement surrounding it. And then, of course, the welcome that team received at Delta Center, absolutely packed arena for an introduction to a team, right? This isn't even a game. The place was packed and loud and exciting. And so, yeah, it's just, this is just something that this state, that this this region has wanted for such a long time. And, you know, they love the Jazz, but they've wanted a little bit more, and now they're getting a little bit more.
Well, what's interesting is obviously this week, this was announced a little while ago, but just yesterday, in fact, the voting opening for the opening round, Ryan Smith announcing that there's 20 names and the fans get to help decide what this name's going to be for this franchise. I voted, Sam. There's some fun names on there. I voted on there. But I got to be honest, the one that jumps out to me, and maybe because someone's done some work on it, there I saw a hat with Mammoth, and it was like a copper with a little bit of a blue
right
around the outside. I think you know which one I'm talking about. I'm like, yeah, I would buy that hat right now if that was a thing. It looked so good. But the names I voted for were Mammoth, Yeti, Swarm, and Rage, because Rage is how I feel when I drive in Salt Lake City. obviously 20 different names. What are some ones that that you're hearing a lot about?
Well, Yeti is one of those ones early on that a lot of people were excited about, I think. And I think it's partly because way back when Ryan Smith, before the sale of the team even went down, Ryan Smith went public with a poll basically saying, hey, if I were to bring NHL to Utah, what names would you want to be considered for this team name? And so he was, you know, I think he was greasing the wheels for the NHL to get people moving a little more quickly to get this move made. But at that time, he also made a national appearance on ESPN on the Pat McAfee show, talking about some of the reactions that he had received, and Yeti was one of those names that had come up, and it's kind of had him a stable following this whole time. A lot of people really like that name, but I think you're right. Mammoth has really surged to the front lately. It's been very popular more recently. I think there is a fair amount of support for a name like Swarm or Hive, you know, where it ties into the Beehive State. And, you know, you could go with, you know, some kind of bee type logo or uniform. Venom's another one that I've heard. And then there's a lot of names on there that you're just like, what? Are these just fillers or what? But these 20 here, that basically what it, the way they've explained it is this is going to be like the first round. And on the May 22nd, this voting will close. And after that, we don't know the results. They're not revealing the results until then. After that, I would imagine maybe they cut it in half or maybe down to 8. They haven't given a lot of details as to what the next step is. But at least this way, they're going to be getting a lot of feedback and information on maybe what some of the popular names are. And you're right. You talked about like seeing a hat that someone had designed. All of the AI stuff out there now, you know, the artificial intelligence artwork that you can see online now, kind of steers people's opinions a little bit. Even though it's fans that are creating a lot of these images and uniforms and logos, it still helps you get an idea of what it could become. And I think that's why maybe Mammoth and Yeti are really taking off.
KSL Sam Farnsworth this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. So obviously the giving the team a name is one of the easy things to do when you're talking about a franchise like a professional sport. So what still needs to happen between now and next season for this team to be ready to take the ice?
So it's like business as usual, right? When you think of a pro sports franchise, the business side of it, they're busy. They're not even worried about a name right now, right? This is mostly what the fans are caught up with. But the business side of things, you know, they had the NHL draft lottery just this last Tuesday night. And the Utah hockey team had the 6th best odds of getting the number one pick. They didn't move up, but they also didn't move down. So they will have the number 6 pick in the NHL draft here in late June. And I think it's the last week of June is when it is. And so that's kind of the next big item. Plus, there's free agency going on. Some of these guys that were on this Coyotes roster last year that you would assume are probably going to be back, that, you know, they need to get re-signed. So one nice thing about hockey is you've got a hard cap. Everyone can only spend the same amount at the most, but there's also a floor. And currently, going into the offseason, this team is below the floor. So there's a lot of spending that has to happen. And Ryan Smith, he's shown that he's not afraid to spend to get the right roster. So the business side is very busy. Right now, you've probably heard the Smith Entertainment Group put under contract a large piece of land near the, I think it's the Southtown Mall out there near the Draper Sandy area, where they're going to be building a state-of-the-art practice facility and offices for the hockey team. All these things are, you know, outside of the name, there's all these things happening, but ultimately hockey is going to be played in late September at training camp and preseason, so they've got to get ready to that point. So all this business side is, I mean, they're still very, very busy. There's still a lot of things that have to happen quickly between now and then, but they are happening. We just may not hear about a lot of it.
I kind of laughed when you said that they weren't going to release the results of the name thing, because my first thought was you go back a few years in Britain and the old Bodie McBoatface vote. So it's like, as the owner who's spending billions of dollars, he's like, if you pick one that silly, he might just say, never mind. Sam, let's kind of shift, if you don't mind. Let's talk about maybe what the current status of a potential baseball team coming to Salt Lake City might be.
So the status of that is still, I can't remember the name of the group right now, but Utah Baseball, the Utah Baseball Committee, Big League Utah, I think is what it's called, they led by the LHM group, the Larry H. Miller group, they are still, you know, very, very much have all of their, you know, all their ducks in a row. They are ready to move if and when Major League Baseball says, hey, we want to bring Major League Baseball to Utah. The problem is they're kind of in this holding pattern because Major League Baseball has had some other messes to deal with, you know, most notably what's going on with the Oakland A's. You know, they still plan to move to Las Vegas and build this this, you know, multi-billion-dollar baseball stadium at the end of the strip out there in Vegas. But in the meantime, they still had to find a place to play. And you might have heard, you know, that Salt Lake was maybe a potential temporary option for the A's to play in as well. But that was later scrapped off the books. The A's will be playing after this season, the next couple of years until 2028. They'll be playing in Sacramento. And Major League Baseball might wait as long as that until the A's officially move to Las Vegas before they officially announce any expansion teams. And the commissioner, Rob Manfred, has, I think he's announced that he's going to be stepping down in 2029, but he has said that he wants to address expansion before he steps down. So that kind of gives us a time frame. But it's kind of a longer time frame, right? We're looking at about 5 years before we might even hear anything next. But in the meantime, Big League Utah, they continue to be prepared. They continue to talk about what plans they do have for that entertainment district on North Temple on the west side of Salt Lake City. So that's the good thing, is that Utah's ready, probably more ready than any other market for a Major League expansion franchise. The bad thing is Major League's not quite ready for expansion yet.
That's Sam Farnsworth from KSL. Sam, as always, appreciate your insight. Just one final question. You mentioned the Utah Jazz, and you know, the fan base has always loved the Jazz, but ready for something more. But does this put any extra pressure on the Jazz to now perform? Because now they're going to be competing with hockey and potentially baseball down the road. What kind of pressure, if any, does this put on the Jazz organization on the court?
It may put some. I think in the immediate term, it actually might relieve a little bit of pressure. It takes some attention away from them, right? And when you're going through a rebuild, that can be monotonous. It can be difficult. It can be, especially for the fan base, right? It's a slow process of rebuild. And Danny Ainge has been very clear about that, that they're not trying to just jump into it and do something right away. They're trying to do it right and open up this long-term window of competition by getting the right pieces in. Well, now with hockey coming in, all the excitement around even the littlest thing like a new name and a logo, all of that is taking every bit of attention away from what the Jazz are focusing on right now, which is getting ready for the draft, getting ready for potential trades and free agency. We're not even talking about that right now, right? If there was no NHL, we'd be talking a lot about that. So I think it's a good thing for the Jazz right now that there's actually maybe a little less attention on all of that. And hopefully they can get to work without there being too many distractions, I guess, from the fan base. But it just gives the fans something else to think about for a while the Jazz continue this slow, methodical rebuild.
That's Sam Farnsworth from KSL. Sam, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SVI.